denied me my only son. And listen closely to what I say. And if you do this, it'll help you some sunny day. I
Thomas Paine Podcast, Paine in the Morning on a Friday. Easing it in a little bit here, rocking it in. It's been a rock and roll week here. I mean, geez whiz. Gee whiz, guys. For all you guys out there, it sounds like he's going to have a clean episode with no swear words, guys. Gather around, kids. Not so fast. We have Marie Albanese. We finished up a conversation a while ago, and now I got a call from a good friend. And one of those calls you can't walk away from. And you got to take some of those calls that come in, depending on who is important in your life. You know who I'm talking about. Sometimes you get a call, it's like, man, I got to take this. I can't get out of this one. I don't want to get out of this one. So we had we finished up, and then I spent some time doing that, which was actually fantastic. It was a great wind down because I talked to Maria for 3+ hours. So the Lord works in mysterious ways, for sure. And so we're going to roll out that interview with Maria. We're not going to mess around too much with listening to me. I swear to God. I'll turn this car around right now. Did you ever get that one from your parents? I'll turn this car around right now. You understand? I was in the back seat saying, do it. Fucking do it. I was 2 years old. Something wrong with that boy. Well, there's nothing wrong when good folks get together with smart folks and et cetera, and they compliment each other on Paine.tv. That's what we've been doing, and we're happy to roll this out to you folks on Paine.tv. A video podcast and an audio podcast ad-free on Paine.tv. And we appreciate the fantastic intelligence that goes back and forth all day long. It's really something. You should stick your head in, folks. I think you'll really find it massively worthwhile. And we have a lot of new eyes today and a lot of new ears from the numbers that the Young Bucks handed me. And we appreciate folks tuning in. And we try to keep it real here. That's pretty much the only rule we have. None of this is scripted. None of it is prepared. We just turn on the mics and go. Simple. Old school. Live radio, etc. back in the day. We're no stinking scripts. They just go. So that's what we're going to do. And the conversation is off the charts. And sometimes off the rails. But are you not entertained? Is this not what you're here for?
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
So, good stuff. And we appreciate the folks on Paine.tv and the folks listening on the Thomas Paine Podcast. We had a fantastic interview with Edward Dowd. Check that out. That's floating around on the Thomas Paine Podcast as well and your favorite podcast platform provider, whether it be Apple or whatever. We're all over the place. iHeartRadio, I don't know. I don't really keep track. That's for somebody else to do.
Are you on Spotify, a tough guy?
We're not. We're not on Spotify. People ask, did you get kicked off of Spotify? Well, it's an interesting story. We did not. We have music that's licensed that we play that's not licensed by on Spotify. So there's a conflict there since they're actually a music platform. Etc. The license we have, you can listen to it on Apple and other things because they have similar licenses. It's so complicated and so stupid, and so, but that's the way it is. So, but we are on Spotify's platform, and they have been a, I have to give it to them, they've been a solid partner last year, beyond solid. So, we're not on in other words, we're not on Spotify to listen to the podcast, but we're on their backbone. Because they bought the backbone that we're on, and they assumed it a year ago, and I said to myself, and to the public, I think this is going to be bad. And I have a bad feeling about this. It hasn't been bad so far. Knock on wood. So, like I said, you have to call it like we see it, and there's so much bitching today and complaining, but these guys have been beyond solid this past year. They've helped us grow, and so a shout out to Spotify. Say my thus far my fears were not realized and were not founded, and you gotta sometimes you gotta take it on the chin and say you were wrong. So far, of course, anything can happen at any minute, but we appreciate. And you see that they're backing Rogan, and well, that's good for us too, because we're all. We're all on this platform. And the backbone. And if so we'll just leave it at that. To say that when somebody does something good, they should be commended for it. And we just did that. So thank you to Spotify. And thank you to the folks out there listening. You guys are the ones that make the wheel go around here. No matter what platform we're on. We started out on some crazy platform. I don't even... A couple different ones. And then we settled in here. And it's been a fantastic ride. We continue to grow. And the platform, there's no glitches. There's no fucking problems. It's smooth, baby. It's smooth. There's nothing better than that to know that all your partners... I mean, we're making that money too, right? But all your partners are solid and they work and everything is to be expected and there's no surprises and there's no trapdoors and no disasters. In today's day and age, worth its weight in gold. Speaking of that, also worth its weight in gold, every Friday, Rumpelstiltskin shows up here. The journalistic Rumpelstiltskin shows up here. Marie Albanese, and she spins yarn into gold. With nuggets and intel and insight. And this week is no exception. And we are eternally grateful to her, too. I'll tell you, we're blessed. I was just sitting down in the other room on the phone, and I got off and off the phone, and I sat there, and I said, man, I was got a good show for tomorrow. I'll go put it together, and it's just, we're blessed. We're blessed to have you folks listening and to have Maria and fantastic people working basically in Intel Network on Pain.tv. That's what it is. Of course, that's what I wanted it to be. And our sources, you know who you are, different government agencies and former and current agents. We're blessed. It's plain and simple. I don't forget where I came from, and we are blessed. So let's move on to the interview. We'll chop it up in a couple different parts for you on the Thomas Paine podcast. If you're on Paine.tv, it's one piece. One ad-free piece. Video, one ad-free piece. Audio, of course, Friday, because it's kind of a hybrid on Paine.tv, but you get the point. We've had a fantastic week, and we wrap up another week, and I'm on a secret mission this weekend. There's inclement weather incoming that could hamper it, but we're going to Charlie Mike, me and another one of the young bucks on a secret mission. If I told you about it, wouldn't be a secret. I can't tell you about it until Monday, perhaps. And Sunday, we're shooting for another hot wire We're working on it. Unless I get snowed in somewhere or stranded, then we won't be able to do it. But I'll let you know. Because I'm not taking all this equipment on the road to where we're going. But I think we'll be able to navigate the weather and everything and make it work. And we are grateful to you for your time here you spend with us and your attention. And hopefully you're learning some things and applying those things in your daily life, which is, it's unbelievable. We are living in history, folks. Plain and simple. And I've said it many times, when you're in it, you don't realize it. Well, we are in it, so you should realize it. If it seems confusing and cloudy and you don't know what the hell it's supposed to, we're in the midst of a major historical point in our, not only in the country, but in the world. And it can be confusing, and at times you can be bewildered, but you just come back to your gut and come back to the things you were taught. And cling on to them and find similar-minded people, like-minded people. And find yourself a nice cabal. And that's how we fight the other cartel. We get a bigger cartel, a bigger cabal. And we got the numbers, folks. Don't forget that. And numbers matter in this game. And they know that. Your adversary knows that. And while you never underestimate your adversary, make no mistake, they are underestimating you. And that's a fucking mistake. There it is, the F-bomb. Blew it. I blew it. 18 minutes in. Son of a bitch. Fuck's sake. I'm sorry, you kids out there. I almost made it. You won't be able to play this at school again. It's another travesty, another lost opportunity. Let's get to Maria. As I say to you folks, every show, take care and God bless you.
Hello.
Yo.
Hey, how are you?
What's going on?
Oh, everybody's sick.
Everybody's sick?
Everybody's sick, yeah. I'm the last one standing, so let's see if the captain of the ship goes down.
Well, it's that time of year, flu time.
Oh, no, it is. It definitely is. January's a crap month. Especially down here for some reason, every January. But yeah, it started, what's today, Thursday? I would say it started over the weekend. So we've got five down. You know, my kids, my grandkids, my husband, actually, I watched him get hit by a truck yesterday afternoon. Just like that. Boom. Boom. Knocked him down.
Think about if a truck actually did hit your husband, I think the truck would be in bad shape.
it would, but it was unreal. Standing in the kitchen, the way he turned and looked at me, his eyes looked like a cartoon character. And I was just like, what's the matter? Boom, down in bed, down for the count. So, you know.
Well, if you're jammed up, I can fly solo. You know,
I'm good. Everybody's taken care of. You know, the kids are home at their house. They have their soup. You know, everything's okay. I don't know what next Friday will look like. We'll see.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I take it one day at a time. I don't know about you, but that's what I do.
Yeah, it's exactly what I do. Next week it could be me. Who knows? I mean, I've been battling, you know, just cold, you know, on and off for weeks, but it's not knocked me down. So. You know, I hope I'll just stay, and I'll be happy. I'll be up.
I knew something was up because you've been really quiet the last 48 hours.
Yeah, they're busy making soup and shopping. And picked my mother up at the airport yesterday.
Yeah, she come back in from Philly?
She came in from Philly.
Yeah.
Mike, have to laugh. You know, at her age, I told you, 17 days, she was so sick. So sick that my nephew was like, you're scaring me. Like, because you know she won't do doctors or hospitals. So, you know, she was so weak and not eating. She had lost 7 pounds and she was dealing, you know, with her supplements and her, you know, taking care of herself. And she just kept saying to him, you know, no, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. She got off of that plane yesterday walking like she's 25 years old. Boom, 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 bebopping all over the place. She's completely fine.
Maybe she was sitting, maybe she was sitting next to a young suitor on the trip.
Yeah, I mean, she's amazing. I mean, I stopped over there this morning. She was having her coffee with her shot of Anazette. You know, she was quite fine, 100% fine. So near death, not looking good. You know, won't see the doctors or the hospital, thank God, because I did hear another story from a friend of mine who has a friend, it's an acquaintance of mine, and her father died. And her father died because of lack of treatment. By the time it was too late, got him to the hospital, they still weren't doing what they should have been doing with proper dosages and different things. And he was not in the ER long before he died, you know? You know, breathing issue. So yeah, I mean, I hear these stories every single day of this happening to people. So of course, you know, my mother does know these stories too. She won't step foot in a hospital. She would have rather just died on the kitchen floor before making anybody call an ambulance. So, you know, she dealt with it and she dealt with it her way and she's better for it. She is completely fine. And before my husband got hit with a truck, we had his doctor's appointment yesterday morning. That did not go well. That doctor that I told you, you know, I just don't like him. It is very hard. Very, very hard. Oh my. You know, this is not the one that I told you was our family doctor for years. This is another one that he probably has been seeing for about a year. And you know the hassle. Trying to find a new doctor and changing with the insurance and all that stuff. And we really can't find a doctor that is not playing this game.
Yeah.
And that's the hard part.
My
so
doctor's an idiot.
It.
My doctor's, she's, all she's idiots. A bright brain. I said, I'm going to switch doctors. I told my wife, she said, okay. Because I belong to this thing. They wouldn't even give me a doctor. I had some broad who was like, I don't know, LPG. Isn't that the... LPG, propane.
Yeah, I know.
LPGBT fucking Q.
Yeah.
Everybody's got initials and everything. And I said, she's not even a doctor. It's like, I think she's probably very competent, but they're not like reducing my copay or anything. So, and so I got this broad. She was supposed to be like, you know, the cat's meow. And, I went in there and she was just like, you look like you need shingles vaccines. I don't know.
What?
I was like, I had chicken pox. Oh, well, that's a misconception because adult shingles sometimes comes back even if you've had chicken pox. I said, I had chicken pox during the 1980 Olympics when we beat the Russians. Okay. It was the best 2 weeks of my life in grade school because nobody could mess with me. I could sleep all day and then get up in the afternoon and watch the Olympics. I loved having chicken pox. And she was like, well, that's kind of strange. But, you know, really. And then guys your size might want to have a sleep study.
Oh, Lord.
And I came home. I said to my wife, this bitch is useless. Useless. She's only trying to upsell me for fuck's sake, you know.
That's the perfect that is the perfect word for it. this is what they do, and they don't listen. And to go into a doctor's office, I mean, I told you, it's the only place on earth here that you have to wear a mask, all right? Yeah. Everywhere else you go, no mask.
Well, guess what?
What?
I was just in Delaware. I was in Joe Biden's hometown. Sometimes we pick up a little takeout there, a little hamburger. We like the place. We've been going there, like, for years. And as soon as I rolled into town, I said, oh, snap, he's coming home. All the Washington types are out, right?
Oh, gosh.
They're all in this place, and it's jamming. I said to my son, he's fucking coming home this weekend. I put money on it because these dopes, they have the face of, like, these dopes from Washington. You just, I don't know, it's hard, mm-hmm. hard to explain. But they look out of place here. You know what I mean? They look out of place. Mm-hmm. And in Delaware now, you have to wear a mask everywhere.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, everybody's, I wasn't wearing one. They're like, ooh. It's like the old Westerns when somebody new walked into the cantina. And like,
and that's exactly it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Who are these traveled strangers? Who are these? Are they gunslingers? There's no masks. Fuck out of here. Uh-huh. Everywhere you go in Delaware. It's stupid. And it's just.
Well, it's not like that here. I mean, there are the people that are choosing to wear them, but you don't have to. And it's not horrible. It goes by the news cycle. You could tell by the news cycle, you know, who chooses to put their masks on because you don't have to. But going to the doctors. No, that's a must. You know, there's signs all over the front door and on all of that. Don't enter without the mask and blah, blah. And the doctors are wearing the mask. The nurses are wearing the mask. They're all robots. They're complete zombie-fied robots. Try speaking to them. They look at you like you have three heads. Now, this doctor, he's a fairly young guy. I want to say early 40s, full of energy. Wonderful. But he don't shut the hell up for 2 minutes under his mask. So he's not, again, you're a shit doctor. That's number one. But you don't shut your mouth for 2 minutes to listen to the patient or what the patient is trying to tell you. We cannot communicate through these damn masks. So you know me, I rip it off like a crazy person because he's not listening. You're just going to love this because, you know, I'm plotting. I'm quietly plotting against this guy at this moment. But so we're in there with the stupid mask and he decides to go over the blood work with my husband, but he's freaking out because now he wants to put my husband back on diabetes medicine. And so I have to like interrogate him, you know, like I'm the lawyer because he's not even paying attention to the record, the chart. And I said, all right, go back to this visit. From this visit to this visit, he was not on diet. You're thinking that he was on it, but he wasn't. And he did well. From this point, he was doing well, but we introduced a supplement that has been miraculous for his pain. He is happy. Everything does not hurt. His back don't hurt. His knees don't hurt. He's sleeping great. He feels great. Everything is great. Are his numbers high? Yes, they are. What I'm trying to say to him is I need help. I need help to try to figure out how we can keep him out of pain and get the numbers under control. Like I'm trying to tell him I'm aware that the glucose is out of control.
Yeah, but that doesn't fit my checklist.
Guess what? He's still not listening to me.
I know
that from May until August, he was not on diabetes medicine and he was fine. His A1C was fine. So he totally ignores that. And he's still talking over me. Guess what he says to me? You see, he remembered me from the last visit and I pretty much handed him his ass. But he looks at me and goes, oh, because now I'm talking about the supplement that I want help with because I don't want to eliminate it, but I want to, you know, try to figure this out. He looks at me and he goes, oh, you would have blamed it on the COVID vaccine if you could.
That's just out of line.
Mike, I'm going to hurt this
That's
man.
Where you like slash his tires on the way. You know, you go out in the parking lot. You go in the parking lot and you look for his car and it says like, I mean, you could find this asshole's car. Like the license plate would be like, born to heal. You know what
Listen,
I mean?
Listen, I can find him where his wife works, where his kids go to school. This is one dum-dum. This is one dum-dum. You are messing with the wrong person. You crazy son of a bitch. How many patients have you lost in this practice that you're so stupid that you're still going
to
push this vaccine?
I swear to Christ, I was at dinner, sitting at dinner at the table, phone rings, one of my buddies from here, a long time family friend.